exactly where William Adelton stood when the fatal shot was fired. And I shall be Cousin Frederick. But first, observe the displaced furniture. Hmm? The chair, the drinks table, the shattered glasses, the footstool.
The police said there'd been a fight.
A curious fight which toppled furniture along so straight a path. What if I return everything to its proper place? The chair here by the desk, the footstool, naturally enough, by the fireside armchair, the drinks table here, a broken glass I shall leave on the floor. Now, are those the correct positions, Miss Adelton?
Exactly right.
Thank you. And finally, these few scattered books to the end of the desk where they so obviously join these others. So, now, Doctor, are you ready?
Ready.
You are William. I am Frederick. And I have this. Dr. Watson's ever trusty service revolver. A more than adequate substitute for the actual murder weapon.
Mr. Holmes!
I assure you, we're completely safe. It's not loaded. But on that night, the gun most certainly was loaded. Frederick had ample time to get hold of the bullets after he stole it from the case in the library earlier that afternoon.
Frederick had the gun.
Having called here to get it precisely when he knew that your father would be out. Yes, he had the gun. And this is what he did with it. Firstly, he held it to William Adelton's head. And then... And William Adelton fell dead. Now, Frederick had to act quickly before the shot brought people running. He moved back to the fireplace. Word?
He shot himself.
In the shoulder. He took a big risk. The wound had to be serious enough to look convincing, but not so crippling as to prevent him from carrying out the rest of his plan. And the risk paid off. He was able to stagger back across to the older man's body. And put the gun into his dead hand.
But it was the wrong hand. He didn't know about father's injury.
That was the first of his mistakes. The second was that he barely had enough strength to get back to his position by the fire. He was so weak and disorientated. And so, on his way...
Yes. Everything's back where it was.
Exactly. He left a trail. It was invisible to the police, but not to me. So finally he was back in his place. He planned to lie down and feign unconsciousness. And when someone arrived, he'd miraculously come round, ready to explain just what had happened. William Adelton had shot him, and only by the grace of God was the wound not fatal.
This is incredible. And my father's death? I can see that Frederick made it look like suicide, but how would he have explained it?
As remorse. Thinking that he'd killed a man, your father took his own life.
A dead murderer is still a murderer. And remorse, however sincere, doesn't affect the crime. Your father's reputation would have been ruined. Possibly his business too. Frederick's revenge for a lifetime of poverty, illness, and impotence.
The villain! What a calculated, vicious thing to do. There was no excuse, none. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't understand. If he was just going to pretend to be knocked out, why is he in the hospital?
Faith took a hand against him. Doctor, the decanter from the desk, if you would.
Here.
Yes, sir, I think that will serve. Look at the floor here by the hearth.
It's all stained where the drinks went over. It was slippery.
Polished parquet. A loose rug and a spreading pool of liquid. It would have been like ice. And Frederick Adelton, already weak, already dizzy, lost his footing, fell over backwards and...
How can I ever thank you? You've saved my father's honour.
All I've done... is read the evidence so amply provided by this room.
It was magnificent.
The evidence so carefully put here for me to find.
Mr. Holmes, well, I don't understand.
Then allow me to spell it out for you. Everything I've just told you was a lie.
Frederick didn't shoot my father.
And he didn't try to disguise the fact, no.
Well, then what do you believe really happened?
What the police and the doctor think happened. The evidence, the genuine evidence...